Hi, and welcome to Elevating Business, the podcast that gives you tips and tricks for how to start, grow, and sell your online business. Also, take a look at our resource website, emilyandblair.com, for more info around how you can make your business better. But for now, here's today's episode. Hello, and welcome to episode 176, Setting Up and Optimizing a Website for Mobile First Indexing in 2024. So today I wanted to focus around mobile and how your customers access your website, because a lot of the time we're finding now, and particularly this year, it's going to be more and more of a thing that people are doing, is they're accessing your website via their mobile. So it's not necessarily from their computer. So the key thing here is that you need your business to be mobile friendly. And so there's a number of ways you can do that. And we want to run through some of those real practical tips for you now. So these are things that you should be able to work on in your own business and get your website going well on mobile. So the first thing to understand is, what is mobile first indexing? Well, basically, it's where Google predominantly uses the mobile version of your website's content for its indexing and its ranking. So that's important, because if your website's set up well for mobile, you're likely to rank more than whatever you're doing on your desktop version, your PC version. So you need to focus on this, because basically what Google are going to do is they're going to send you traffic depending on how well your website's set up for that mobile responsiveness. So that's a real shift in the way you're going to organize and optimize your actual website. So the next thing you want to do is you want to look at what is a mobile responsive design. So you want to make sure that your website is responsive. That means it automatically adjusts to fit the different screen sizes and devices. Now you need to think about this, because we're not just talking about a phone. We're talking about, you know, a whole lot of different types of phones. You know, there's small phones, quite large phones, you know, pro versions of the iPhone, for example, are quite big. They've got quite a big screen. And then you've got things like tablets, you know, so you've got everything in between. You know, you go right from a big screen on your, you know, on your computer. And then from there, you're pretty much into responsive design through tablets, various sizes of those, down to, you know, down to your standard phones, your smartphones. So making sure that the user has a consistent experience across all of those different elements, I guess, different options of viewing. That's one of the key things. You want to make sure that you're prioritizing your page speed. So mobile users always expect fast loading websites. So you want to make sure that you're optimizing your website performance. So you're minimizing any HTTP requests. You're looking at leveraging browser caching, you know, compressing images, and basically reducing that server response time, because all of those little elements help to make your website fast and make it load fast on a mobile phone. You want to make sure that your website is optimized for mobile UX, so user experience. Okay, so you want a real simple navigation. You want to make sure that you're optimizing those touch targets, because remember, you know, on your phone, people are touching, you know, your call to actions, you know, it's touch. So you want to make sure that your call to action buttons are big enough, you know, they're configured so that they're really obvious where they are. And, you know, down to the basic things, if you want to make sure that they work, you want to make sure that someone can touch them and they actually go through and, you know, it might be add to cart or whatever it is. You know, you want to make sure that those buttons are working and, you know, are optimized for that touch navigation. So, you know, it goes down to, you know, things like just making sure your content is readable without even zooming. So the user doesn't have to zoom in or out. You know, you're using large legible fonts, and, you know, you're having ample white space around those fonts to make sure that the, you know, you've got this improved readability. So all of these little design features make a massive difference on mobile user experience. One thing that you can also look at doing is implementing accelerated mobile pages, or AMP. Now, AMP is basically a framework which creates lightweight, lightning-fast versions of web pages. So AMP pages are basically prioritized in mobile search results, and they can significantly improve your load times. So something to maybe do a bit of research around is, ha or ha have a chat with your developer. How can you get AMP pages loaded and implemented on your website for those mobile searches? You want to make sure that you're optimizing your content for mobile. So tailor your content for mobile consumption by keeping those paragraphs, short and sharp, using bullet points, subheadings, prioritizing the most important information at the top. Because remember, people don't want to be sort of thumbing down your page by trying to thumb the screen. It takes ages and it's just annoying. So you want to avoid those intrusive parts that may disrupt that user experience. You want to look at leveraging structured data markup. So schema is a good one to look at. So set your website up for schema because it helps the search engines understand and display your content more effectively in mobile search results. If you want to know about schema, a really good article which I came across recently is on Neil Patel's website. So go to neilpatel.com and just go to his blog and just put in search for schema or schema markup, and that'll bring up that blog. And that'll really give you a good understanding of schema and how it works and how you can implement it on your website. Once you've done some of these things, you want to really get in there and test your mobile friendliness of your site. So Google has a mobile friendly test tool, which basically evaluates your website's mobile compatibility, and it addresses any issues. Well, you can address any issues identified by that tool. So, for example, it might pick up that your text is too small to read, or you've got elements too close together. So use that tool and figure out which problems it brings up, and fix those problems to make sure that your website is really mobile friendly. One of the other things you want to be doing is, just like with your normal desktop version of your website, you want to make sure you optimize for that local SEO in mobile. So if your business has got that physical location, make sure you are optimizing for local SEO, because a lot of those local searches are done on mobiles. You've got someone sitting on the side of the road with their phone. They might be looking for their local butcher near them. They're going to put in on their phone, "butcher near me." So if you've got your Google My Business set up and you're a butcher that's near this person, you're likely to come up in the search results if you've done that sort of NAP information. So that's NAP, name, address, phone number. Okay, so remember that if you've got all of that consistent across all of your website, then you're likely to, come up in that Google My Business results and get that customer. One of the things which we keep saying in a lot of these podcast episodes with any of these sorts of changes is you want to set them up and then monitor the performance of what those changes are, and have a look in Google Search Console. Pay attention to the metrics like the mobile traffic, the bounce rate, the dwell time, and look to change your optimization strategies based on how the mobile performance is going. You might find that your bounce rate is no good, and so you have to continue to do more work on that. So it might be that your user experience on your mobile site isn't that great, and so people are bouncing off, they're leaving your site because they're getting annoyed with it. So have a look at the bounce rate. If that's happening, try and work out why it's happening and try and rectify that. So with all of this stuff, it's about trial and error and fixing things and continually going along. And that brings me to my next point, which is with Google's algorithms changing all of the time and mobile first indexing guidelines changing, you need to stay ahead of that curve as well, or certainly keep up to date with it. So stay informed about Google's updates, and have a look and see how, what the best practices are that's helping webmasters optimize their sites for mobile, and make sure you're doing what they're doing. One other sort of extra thing, which, is probably on the little extreme side of, this whole mobile preparedness, is considering progressive web apps. So basically apps, whether you want to set up your site like a web app, that might be an option for you. If you've got a heap of website traffic that are coming in through mobile, you might want to consider building an app for your site. And progressive web apps are kind of an intermediary between doing a full app development and your standard website. So that's maybe something to do a bit of research around if your website is getting a lot of mobile traffic. Okay, so these were just a few of the things that you can start doing on your website to make sure it's optimized for mobile-first indexing. It's a really important thing because it's one of those things that Google are putting more and more emphasis on going forward. So if you follow some of the things we've talked about today, do a bit of additional research yourself, find out some other things that you can be doing to make sure that your website is working really well on mobile, because if you don't, you're going to get left behind. People aren't just relying on the online search through their, desktop and computers anymore. So if you want to know more about this sort of thing, go to our website, emilyandblair.com. We've got a heap of articles, over 1,100 articles, all about this sort of thing. And, heaps more about online businesses and how to set up, how to grow your business and how to sell your business. But that's all we've got time for in episode 176, setting up and optimizing a website for mobile-first indexing in 2024. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Elevating Business. Make sure to check out our resource website, emilyandblair.com, for more tips and tricks for how you can grow and make your business more successful.